Today's readings teach us that accepting Jesus as our God and Savior and sacrificing everything in life to do the will of God are equivalent to discovering and possessing the most valuable treasure or the pearl of great price. In other words, keeping a personal relationship with Christ and sharing his view of life are the most beautiful, most precious things in the world. The first reading tells us how the young King Solomon decided for the great treasure, accepting God to rule his life and doing God's will. That is why he requested God for an understanding heart to distinguish right from wrong, so that he might govern the people properly. God was pleased with his request and granted him a wise and discerning heart, which enabled him to surpass everyone in wisdom. God has gifted us with human reason in order that we can distinguish right from wrong. Enlightened and strengthened by revelation in Christ, we have no reason to be ignorant of moral truth. Yet today we see all around us Solomons without wisdom, public officials who have responsibility to govern the people, who claim that what is right or wrong for the human family cannot be known with certainty. As you know, this problem has been addressed frequently by the church. In our current society, citizens claim self-rule with regard to their moral choices, and lawmakers maintain that they are respecting their freedom of choice by enacting laws which ignore the principles of natural ethics and yield to today's cultural and moral trends, as if every possible outlook on life were of equal value. Today's readings make it clear that no believer can make this claim. Part of the good news is that we can indeed know the difference between right and wrong and have the strength to carry it out. In the second reading, Paul teaches that the wisdom to perceive God's grace is essential for those who want to follow him and do his will, therefore remaining in his kingdom. He assures in his letter to Rome's Christian community that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. In today's gospel, Jesus concludes a long series of parables about the reign of God by praising those wise men and women who have listened carefully, understood, and responded to his message. In the gospel, Jesus teaches that God's kingdom is something of extraordinary value, like a hidden treasure or costly pearl, and its possession calls for total commitment. The kingdom of God is God's reign in our hearts, in our lives, and in our society, and in the world. Only those who develop a searching mind and are willing to give up everything for the great treasure of God's kingdom will be rewarded. Through the first and second parables of the treasure and pearl, Jesus teaches us identifying God's will with his help and living according to the gospel are the most precious and worthwhile things in life. Through Jesus and his gospel, we come to know and understand what the real meaning of life is and what are most important things in life which secure our eternal salvation. We should live every moment in view of our precious goal. And much of the time we are chasing false treasures like money, status, or pleasure. Often we are locked into regrets over the past or focus too much on the future. As a result, the enriching present passes us by, and the treasure is never discovered. So the really valuable pearl of sharing in God's life through Jesus here on earth and later in heaven is never found. Today, let us remember that heaven is within the reach of all of us who try to do the will of God, following the ordinary vocations of life, enjoying world's joys and pleasures within the framework of God's commandments. Right now, we are to use the time given to us to go in search of the pearl of great price and to help others in their search. We are challenged to search and discern where the Lord is calling us so that we may know what path to take. And let us remember that whenever we fight against discrimination, whenever we trust completely in God, whenever our selflessness conquers selfishness, whenever our love overcomes sin and our faith overcomes suffering, whenever we render humble service to others, we're doing the will of God as it is done in heaven. And consequently, we are already living in the kingdom of heaven while we are still on earth. And the pearl of great price in this life is also found in our human relationships. The pearl of a happy family, good friends, and people who love and accept us.